Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You
to the evidence
and say, my Father, arise with all the power you are known to be God and fight for me today in the name of Jesus. All the power for which is known to be God, let him arise and begin to fight in the name of Jesus. Let him begin to fight. Amen. Wonderful God, we thank you for this morning. And we thank you for bringing us to this wonderful life-changing service. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. And so, God of signs and wonders, we are before you this morning. It is written that blessings abound where you reign. Those who are in bondage are set free. This morning, Lord, lay your hands upon us. Open our understanding. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. As you take our Bibles and open straight to the same scripture we opened to yesterday at the prayer session. In the book of Jeremiah, chapter 48. And we're speaking this morning briefly on what I call choose. To change. Choose to change. The word of God to you here this morning, which you must take to heart. You must choose to change. In Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 48, verse 11. Are we there? Moab had been at ease from his youth, and he had settled down on his knees, and had not been emptied from vessel to vessel. Neither have we gone into captivity Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. Let's read it again. Moab had been at ease from his youth, settled on his knees, had not been empty from vessel to vessel, neither had he gone into captivity. Therefore, his taste remained in him, and his scent is not changed. God has a message for everyone gathered here this morning. There are also some specific people here that God has a specific message for. There we read the story of Moab. Moab had problems. He had lived a life of ease. He had settled on his knees. He has not been empty from vessel to vessel. Therefore, his taste remained unaltered. His flavor, his scent is not changed. So the long and short of the matter is that Moab has refused to change. Therefore, Moab stinks. I want you to understand this very, very well. Human progress has often depended on the courage of somebody to do something different from what others are doing. Human progress depends on that often. I remember when the mountain of fire miracles music started. Some look at us and shake their heads. One man even came to me and said, I want to see the man of God. And he said, this kind of prayer you are praying here, and the kind of sermons you are preaching here, nobody will come to this church, I tell you. And he walked away in anger. He's here now. Amen. And when we started praying this way, people were laughing at us. They called us all kinds of names. But now, there is practically no church you go to and not find a copy of prayer in. Whether it's Catholic, whether it's CMS, an Anglican, you find the book prayer in. We had a crusade somewhere in Atlanta, the US. One church, all of them white people, they hired a bus and came to the crusade. They didn't enter the hall, they were waiting outside. Then they asked, where is Dr. Umukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukukuk
In fact, I had to be rescued out of their hands. The one I was kissing my forehead was kissing my forehead. The one I was kissing my cheek was kissing my cheek. The one I was, they all bombarded me. But I had to clean my face carefully when I finished. See, total praying. We're coming to prayer city, we're coming to Nigeria. And the prayer temperature of nations are now changing. Because we choose to change. I mean, those who were laughing at us then, they are praying the same prayers now. So human progress has often depended on one man who dared to be different from the rest. And now, I want you to understand, I can say all kinds of things about changing the world. Yeah. But the only way to change the world is to change the men themselves. Until the spirit of war in the heart of man is arrested, there is no way any United Nations can stop any war. And when you see somebody that bitterness, anger, warfare, bloodshed, that's what is in his heart. Wherever he goes, he carries the anointing with him. That's what the Bible says. How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace. So what I'm trying to make you understand is this. The price of progress is change. All some people need to make them happy is just a change. Look, I share something with you here. It was a friend of mine that I was watching. He took an altar call. All those who would like to be healed, come forward. And they came forward. And I was praying for them one at a time. But as he got to this old woman, I wanted to pray with her. He would do his hand. And say, Mama, the Lord said, I should not pray with you. The Lord said, for all these your sicknesses of head, of bone, of back to go, the Lord said, for 1 week, close your mouth. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Don't fight. Mama looked at the preacher. So because of that, you're not going to pray? Say, yes, because I'm not the one who answers the prayer. The person who's going to answer the prayer says, I should not pray. He looked at the man, said, look at him. If not for problem, what has the world will bring me to the front here? Look at his ear. His ear is like fan. So here she was at the pulpit, abusing the preacher. Of course, the man smiled. But then the woman decided to change. So she kept her mouth shut for 1 week. By the time she would come to church again, it was a different human being. She didn't need all those prayers. All she needed was just a change. A change. What is history itself? History is a record of change. If everything else was no change, no alteration, no variation, all history will end in one sentence. That as it started, so has it been and will continue to be. Change is the law of life. Because we cannot alter the past. We can only alter the future. Yesterday is gone, it's forgotten. Tomorrow is just a promissory note. Today you can change what will happen tomorrow. And I want you to understand, beloved, anything that is not changing is not alive. It's dead. Change is the very essence of life. God is speaking to us here this morning. There are many that need to sit down and analyze their lives and choose to change. So when you are resisting change, you are backing against life itself. Because the law of change is the most powerful law of nature. And when a mind is changed, a world is changed. The sign of a good church is not the population of people who attend. It's the number of lives that are changed. So to go from where you are now, beloved, to where you have not been, physically, spiritually, materially, a change is needed. It is this lack of change, people resisting changes, that will produce men who are so talented but unsuccessful. There is no change in your life, there can be no progress. So Moab had been at ease from his youth, and he had settled on his knees. He had not been empty from verse to verse, neither had he gone into captivity. Therefore his face remained in him, and his strength is not changed. When you do not cry out for a change, it's like you are living in a room with no lock, or you have a lock, no key, or you have an open wound and then you are applying makeup on top of it. You read your Bible well, beloved. Beginning from Jacob in the Bible. Unless thou bless me, I will not let you go. It was a cry for a change. I want a change in my situation. If Jacob knew that he was not in the place of blessing, the cry that Jabez cried, oh Lord, bless me, did enlarge my coast. It was a cry for a change. The cry that blind Bartimaeus cried, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me, was a cry for a change. Only you can cry out for a change. No one can do it for you. Because immediately you are finished changing, you are finished. You don't change anymore. That's it. You are finished. It's like someone now, you say, I have 200 words per minute shorthand. I have 100 words per minute typewriting. And that's the certificate you have. You took it to an interview. Say, Mr. Man, are you computer literate? Say, what do you mean? Which computer? What was computer in 1960 when I got my paper on the typing and shorthand? Say, shut up! I want employment. You need the employed. Because there is a change now. And it needs to change. It needs to adjust. When things begin to change, then they will be different. But if they don't change, they remain the same. They say you may cry and shed tears, and the tears will bring people to sympathize with you. But it's sweat that will get you a change. Tears and sweat are both salty. But only one of them will bring a change. The tears will bring sympathy. The sweat will bring you a change. If you hate change, then you are embracing the architect of decay. Unfortunately, most people hate changes, but it's the change that will bring your survival, that will bring progress. The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ itself is about change. When you get born again, you change kingdoms. You are stated from the kingdom of darkness in the kingdom of light. And that is a new soul is in Christ Jesus. Become a new creature. That is, there is a change now. Progress is impossible without a change. God told Abraham, get out from your kindred, from among your people, and go to a place that I will show you. And the man in obedience, without knowing where he was going, went out. It's a dramatic change. Elisha was the son of a very rich man. Very rich man. But the day that Elijah came to him, put a mantle on him, he abandoned his wealth. He now became a houseboy to be pouring water on the hands of Elijah. You
cannot remain what you are and then become what you need to be. There must be a change. Listen, brother. Your kinds of friends is revealing who you are. The very manner in which you speak to people reveals who you are. The way you employ your leisure time tells us the kind of person you are. The way you spend your money tells us the kind of person you are. I still cannot understand how somebody will have 10 pairs of shoes at home and is buying shoes again. Buying shoes again on credit. And he has 10 pairs. I could not understand why a sister will have about 12 dresses at home. She can wash and iron, and she is warning people again for buying new dresses. The way you spend your money is telling us who you are. The kind of things you wear, of course, speaks volume about yourself. If you believe that you appear in a place, those who are spiritual, when they see the way you are dressing, they know who you are. When you are dressing in such a way as to seduce others, shows the kind of person you are. When you are wearing a dress and have your breast on the street outside, and if you shout hallelujah too vigorously, the breast will jump out. Shows the kind of person you are. The kind of things you watch, the kind of music you listen to tells us who you are. The kind of television programs you watch will tell us the kind of person you are. The kind of things you delight to talk about tells us the kind of person you are. Sister, unless you want to deceive yourself, then you will come and say, I thought the man was born again and he deceived me. I thought it's a lie. It's so easy to know men who are not born again. Unless you yourself, you are not born again. Because when you see a man who does not talk about God, who does not talk about Bible, who does not talk about the prayer, and anytime you visit the man, all he wants is to kiss, to cuddle, then you know you are not talking to a born again Christian. So don't come and say, I didn't know you deceived me. No, you deceive yourself. The kind of books you read tells us a lot about the kind of person you are. So every life has a trumpet, and that trumpet is blowing. The question is, if the trumpet of your life is blowing an uncertain sound, you must change for you to make progress. It is not easy to apologize, especially when you are right, but you must do it. It may be a change God is asking to go and carry out now. Apology sometimes does not mean that you are wrong. Apology is sometimes used to buy peace. Buy peace. It's not easy sometimes to do something for a long time and then you look at it, you have to start all over again. But if that is the change you need to make, you need to make the change. It's not easy to be unselfish. A lot of people like to grab and grab and grab and grab and grab and say, me, myself, my wife, and my children, every other person can go to places. That selfishness will be the area God is calling for a change. I want you to understand this very well. It's not easy sometimes to take advice, even from those you are older than. That may be the change God is asking you to make now. It's not easy to admit that you were wrong. I've made a mistake, especially when you are the old guy, you are the boss. It's not easy. I'm wrong. I was wrong. That would be where God is putting your attention to. It's not easy to face mockery. People are laughing at you. It's not very easy. But that may be what God just wants you to change now. I want you to understand this. And I've shared this here with you before. And immediately the enemy sees that certain things is using against you, it cannot use it again, the enemy will back off. The enemy will back off immediately. I used to share this with the pastors. I must have shared it with you before. In my school one day, our geography teacher came in and said, today, we are going to study deserts. And defined a desert as an area without vegetation, no plants, no growth. Every this time the teacher was describing to us and defining the desert, our mind was going to another person. He told us different kind of deserts, Sahara desert, Kalahari desert, this desert, that desert. Even the teacher went out of class. I said, boy in the class, for some strange reasons, even as a small boy, there was no aim on his head. So immediately the teacher got out of class. Everybody come to this boy and they say Sahara Desert. And anytime they say Sahara Desert, they will stand up, rush to that person, give him a knock on the head, fight the person. Why is
fighting somebody, another person is shouting, Sahara Desert. So you will be running around the club like a madman fighting people. And normally we continue until the next teacher comes in, then we'll be quiet.
One day, we arrived in school, as we sat down in class, before the teacher could come in, somebody shouted again, Sahara Desert! Then the boy said, that's me. That is my name.
Say Sahara Desert.
Yeah, that's me. Within 5 minutes, we all lost interest at calling him Sahara Desert. Because he doesn't play him anymore. It's the same thing. If the enemy sees that something catches you, he uses it against you regularly. What happened to that boy in my class? He chose to change. It's not easy to forgive and forget. Are you? That may be the change God is asking of you now. It's not sometimes easy to subdue a violent temper. That may be the change God is asking you to make now. It's not easy sometimes to make the best of the little they are giving to you. But that may be what God is asking you to do now. Change is the very essence of life. A lot of people just want to stick to their familiar past. A lot of people are afraid of traveling to untraveled territory. And many stubbornly cling to ideas and habits and people that they really should let go. You say you have a friend, childhood friend. You move with your childhood friend, you lost your husband, you lost your money, you lost your children. You are still saying you have childhood friend. And you must make a decision to make a change. You must examine all those old habits and practices. And you must challenge those old traditions that yielded nothing to you. You must question those things you have been doing for years that have gotten you nowhere. If you are the kind of person who say, I am always what I was, then you are to be pitied. Because the person who never changes is a fool. And if you don't change, you love yourself better than the truth. What am I trying to tell you here this morning? Changing just one thing about yourself can completely change your life. And for things to change, you must change. I agree that we cannot change our biological inheritance, but we can change our habits, can change our conscience, change our characters, can change our behaviors. Change is necessary. And the Lord is calling for that change. Change means movement. And movement means friction. What I've discovered about human beings is this. It's so easy for people to cry than to change. To break down, cry, but they change, they refuse to make it. The day you finish changing, the day the person is finished, there is no change you can make without some inconvenience. There's inconvenience. For example, if you are here in this church now and you're a business person, if you are doing today's job with yesterday's method, your business will die. And the reason some never change is because they do not want to change. If you want something you never had, you must do something you've never done. One of the reasons God does a lot of things for us here at Mountain of Fire is because when people join us, the first change they notice in their life is a change in their prayer life. That little change in a person's prayer life brings breakthrough to so many lives. And what some people don't understand is this. God sometimes will cause us to go through some serious situations so that we can change our ways. God is asking for a change. When God is calling for a change, and you do not want to change, and do not cry out to the Lord for a change, you remain where you are. Can you raise up your right hand to the heavens? Shout this loud and clear. My Father! I need a change by fire. In the name of Jesus. I need a change by fire. I need a change by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Now to round up very quickly because of our time. When you refuse to accept your present position as final, then you create a future. Don't defend your faults and your errors.
If you are defending your faults and your errors, then you have no intention of changing. If you refuse to identify your faults and deal with them, you have no intention of changing. About 10 years back, we were in the service like this, and they brought a note to the general overseer. Please announce the name of Sister Susu and so, our house is on fire. She ran home. But what she didn't tell us, she had a boyfriend inside that house, and she will lock him up inside and come to church. Because the man is not worthy to be brought to church, because as the man is smoking one cigarette, he's changing it another. She says she's praying for him to completely change. It was the cigarette of this man that now burnt down her house. But she hears the voice of God there. Say, I like this man, but the only problem is that he's smoking. I'll be praying with him until he's dropped his cigarette. But now that cigarette has thrown her into poverty.
Everyone wants progress, but they do not want change. And one of the reasons why God allows the devil to pile up problems on human lives is because it is those problems that sometimes bring change. I know so many sisters in Mountain of Prayer who would not have become a prayer warrior if they married a good husband. But now they married this husband, and this man is in the sitting room, and a strange man came into the room. I said, Madam, I want to borrow your husband for 2 weeks. Hey, pack your things and follow me. And in the full glare of this woman, the husband packed his things and followed the strange woman. Hey, Daddy, where you go? Daddy, where you go? Daddy has gone. She ran about to do juju to bring the man back. She's doing juju against a witch. Of course, it didn't work. But now she got to Mountain of Fire. Started serious prayers. That was what made her a prayer warrior. But if she had married a Yankari Game Preserve husband, who takes her to this park, that park, this hotel, this dinner, that dinner, all those places, and all we go to parties, all the bass party, that's where they go. She will never become a prayer warrior. But now there's a problem. She starts praying. Look at Joseph. If he refused his father's errands to go and check his brothers, he would never have been sold into slavery. If he was not sold into slavery, he would never have met Potiphar's wife. If he had agreed to sleep with Potiphar's wife, he wouldn't get into the prison, would not be invited to interpret the dreams of Pharaoh, and his destiny dies. When you make the change God is wanting you to make, maybe in your prayer, in your fasting, in your witnessing, in your Bible reading, in your service to God, in your character, the kind of friends you have, when you make that change, God begins to turn your darkness to light, and impossibility starts to become possibilities, and things begin to happen in your life. I want you to understand this, beloved, that when God is beginning to cry for a change, and you do not comply, you are looking for trouble. As many people as are here today, you know that God is speaking to them, and there are specific changes they need to make. Bow down your ears and talk to the Lord yourself. Talk to Him yourself. Perhaps there are areas where God has been speaking to you for years. You have been talking about business not moving, financial life not moving, but have you decided to change your offering and change your tithes? Have you decided to change those ones? Have been complaining that there is no power of God in your life? Have you decided to change your friends so that you will be moving with those who are wise? You have an opportunity. Talk to the Lord yourself. Tell the Lord, those areas of my life that are unbending your side, give me the ability to bend them to your will. We are going to pray this morning. There are prayers to force gates to open, so that you will go into them and then you will praise the Lord. As these prayers are going on, the power of God will begin to move, and many outstanding things will begin to happen all over this place. You will shout this louder than anyone around you. Please don't negotiate with these prayers. This money is not your money to negotiate. My prayers! Can you shout that loud and clear? Kill the network of witchcraft of my father's house. Immediately we begin to pray this prayer. A lot of things will begin to take place all at the same time. Can I hear the sister shouting this prayer? I want your emphasis on key. Yes, that network must die. Everybody shout it again, loud as well. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray. Kill that network. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray. Mariba Soponteka. Marika Soponteka. Yaboshente Yaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Jesus was going in one direction. The prayers of blind Bartimaeus changed the direction of Jesus. That is, Jesus had a program, but his program was redirected to that man. God can redirect his program if necessary to give you uncommon success. My prayer changed the direction of Jesus to me. Can you say this loud and clear? Aha! Make it louder than that. My support. Make it louder than that. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Just like the prayers of blind Bartimaeus. Change the direction of Jesus to him. Yes, 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 yes. Aha, 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 aha. Jesus' name we pray.
Silence now, as the power of God is moving all over this place. There is a person here, they have been passing from coughing to coughing in your dream, and you are very sick. Actually, there are 7 different infirmities in your body, and one by one, they are being taken out now. That's right. Yes. Somebody over there too, you stepped on a magic power, on juju of a voodoo power. And since then, they've taken control of your 2 legs. Right there where you are, the power of God is breaking the yoke of the enemy upon those legs. That's right. And that person that was injected in the dream, and since then, your body has been out of position. The power of God is coming upon you now, and the poison is coming out. That's right. Yes. The arrow in the neck, the one in the left ear, the one in the 2 breasts, the one in the intestine, the one in the womb, the one in the right leg. Those arrows have been taken out. They've been taken out. They've been taken out. They've been taken out. Yes. Say this again, loud and clear. Every dragon living in the sea against me. If you are from the Bahrain area, pray this prayer with only anger. Can you shout this loud and clear? Die! In the name of Jesus! Deal with the dragon! Deal with the dragon! Deal with the dragon! Masopona katende rabosanda! RrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrSo I want you to say there are spiritual insects biting your body. You are moving about, but you know there is a problem. Insects biting the egg, biting the womb, biting the breast, biting parts of your body.
Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. And the power that have been biting you have been shaken out of your body.
That's right. There's somebody over there. There's a whole personality getting out of your body now. Thank you, Jesus. Satanic milk that is flowing out of a particular breast. So instead of an attack in the dream, that milk has dried up. And go and check it now. The power of God has touched you.
Say this again loud and clear. Every strong man standing at the gate of my breakthroughs, you are a liar. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masopotende kaya boshenja.
Amen. Check your body now. The miracle power of God has touched so many.
Everybody will shout this again loud and clear. Every environmental witchcraft that is monitoring my progress, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Something is happening over there. You must catch fire.
Yes. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Enough is enough. Release from the hands.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Silence. There are 10 persons here. You were formerly Muslims, but they wash your head in something, and that thing used to wash your head has been confusing the whole of your destiny.
Right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you,
and that yoke upon the head is broken. Look at what is happening right here.
No.
Something is being pulled out from somebody's stomach. Yes.
Say this again
loud and clear.
Every spell of affliction. Can you say it with only anger? Break away in the name of Jesus. Break away. Break. Break the spell of affliction. Break the spell of affliction. Break the spell of affliction. Makaribo sepende kaya boshenteraba. Nakapende sente ya boshenteraba kola malaba. In Jesus' name we pray.
Something is swelling in somebody's body. Two of them actually in the person's body. They're getting smaller, and they have not disappeared. Check your body very well, that person. And find a way to the altar. Check your body very well. The arrows of paralysis, your time is up. From the ground where you were fired, they'll fire you back into the ground. In the name of Jesus.
Shout this again loud and clear. Every negative atmosphere around my life. Can I hear you shouting this loud and clear? Scatter! In the name of Jesus. Scatter the negative atmosphere. Scatter it. Oh yes. Scatter it in the name of Jesus. Master Panda.
just in Jesus' name we pray. Let there be silence as the Lord is healing somebody from bone trouble. Bone trouble. You got the bones broken before and they did it wrongly. But either way, you have the power of God is coming upon you. It's in the arrangement of the bones. You can hear the sound of the bones slipping back into position. Somebody's been healed from satanic shaking of the body. From this spirit of excessive tiredness. From the power of menstrual disorder. Somebody's been healed from that one too. The swelling on the breast. You melted away. You melted away. You power of anger. Your time is up. Get out of that hiding place. In the name of Jesus. Any food that I've eaten from the table of the devil, I vomit them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Vomit them by fire. My support Look at what is happening over there. Look at what is happening over there. Vomit them by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Say every evil water inside my body bearing evil witness. Can I hear the sister saying this? In the name of Jesus. Dry them up. In the name of Jesus. Dry them up. In the name of Jesus. Dry them up in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. This person, you had polio when you were young, but something is happening where you are. The angels of God are by your side, and they are injecting your body to melt away the plantation of the enemy. Yes, there's the power of God coming upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, let the legs receive strength. Let the hands receive strength. My brain, reject the arrows of demotion. In the name of Jesus. Oh yes. This is a very serious matter. There's the power of God. There's the power of God. Jesus' name we pray. The Lord has done something wonderful to his sister down there. But she's getting shy to come out and tell us about it. Don't allow the enemy to return this problem. Thank you, Jesus. You will say this again with holy anger. Satanic baptism. Can you say this with holy anger? Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Let's rise up on our feet and put our right hand in our head. And we are going to pray this prayer three questions and then we can go home rejoice. My lost glory. Hear the word of the Lord. Locate me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Command the lost glory to come.
name we pray. Say it again a second time. Just locate me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Open your mouth and say this. In Jesus' name we pray.
Well, there are five sisters here, your husband, your in-laws, members that surrounded you, that have given up on you already. But the Lord said I should tell you, that you should go and write down today's date. That which they say is not possible for you shall be made possible. And within the next 9 to 10 months, you shall remember this day and shall come and testify.
That's the power of God coming upon you. That's the power of God coming upon you.
That's right.
Say this loud and clear.
What the enemy is saying, I will not become. I will achieve it.
The louder you say it, the better for you, beloved. Can you say it again loud and clear? In the name of Jesus, Marabo Satani Katayaka, Marabo Kosaponde Kayabo Shanta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Thank you, Jesus. 10 persons say this morning, right now, it's as if you don't have anything. By this very next Sunday,
your story will change. Thank you, Jesus. Let us share the grace and fellowship.